Hey there, this is Sharina Mayani, your coach and mentor of the Money Flow Masterclass series. I'm so excited for you that you are joining these classes. The next class coming up is amazing. Make sure you take lots of notes, and not only that, make sure you apply the information you learn and enjoy it. Your host will be joining you, Diane Byron, and really giving you the most amazing experience. So, see you later.
Hi, and welcome back to the Money Flow Masterclass 2019. I'm your host, Diane Byron, and together with our founder, Sharina Mayani, we are bringing you experts from across the globe who are going to help you manage your mindset and your energy so you can create an epic life and business. And today we have another international superstar, rock star, originally from Poland and joining me from England is Alex Runica. She's the founder of CEO Female Entrepreneur, a mentorship company that teaches women how to connect with their inner badass CEO, rock their sales, and run their business like a pro. Alex is hugely passionate about empowering women to follow their own desires, no matter what their circumstances or background. Oh, I love that, Alex. That's amazing. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a huge pleasure to be a part of this, the whole thing, the whole masterclass. Thank you so much.
So you and I were talking a moment before we started this recording that we're absolutely committed to giving people tangible things, skills, and techniques to walk away from this short, bite-sized interview masterclass so that you can take action in your business immediately from what Alex is going to be sharing. So let's dive in and see what comes up, because I'm going to be taking the class right along with you guys.
Ah, yes, absolutely. So there is so much to cover with this, but what I want you guys to understand is I really want you to take about three tangible things from this masterclass. And as I was thinking and preparing for the masterclass, I was kind of like brewing different ideas what to cover. But I decided to go back to the very basics, because what I have learned from working with women around the world is that strategy is one piece of work, but it's not the strategy, you know, entirely that gets people staying in the game. What gets people out of the game is their mind. Mm-hmm. What I realized from working with women, and the women who come and work with me, they're beautiful, they're talented, they're skilled. You are watching this at home or wherever you are right now, and I know that you are so passionate about what you do. Yet, there is this little underlying voice like, can I really do this? Is this really possible for me? Who am I to do this? I have in my work over the last few years, I have interviewed and surveyed hundreds of women, and I understood that there was like one pattern going through all of those like beautiful women's heads that really upset me. And there was this one thought: am I an expert enough to really do this?
Yes.
So that quiet voice that tells you maybe you shouldn't be doing this, who are you to do this? And it's essentially lack of confidence and fear of really playing the big game. So what I want you to understand, number one, is that everything is a skill, and this changed everything for me. So if you're watching this right now and you're thinking, yes, you're speaking to me, I have this kind of thoughts, and I'm sometimes thinking that maybe I shouldn't be doing this, that it's not possible for me, listen, you watching this, I'm in England. When I started my business, I had no money, no support, and no skills. And I was terrified of being online. I couldn't even think about doing what we're doing right now. I couldn't even make a video to promote my business. That's how scared I was. That's how low my self-confidence was. So here is what I want you to do in the future when you have those kind of thoughts. And ask yourself this one question. What is the skill that you're trying to practice? Because you see, there are tangible skills in business, such as, okay, you need to be great at marketing, and you need to know how to sell, and you need to know how to position yourself, and you need to know how to have content. But to everything that we teach, there is a tangible part and there is an intangible part, the part of your mind. And you see, things like confidence, things like resilience, things like I'm gonna keep going until I get what I want, those are also skills, but we very rarely actually look at them as I'm like, yeah, I can practice this. And when you do that, when you shift that perspective from like being stuck, is this possible for me? Am I good enough to, hold on a second. So this is a skill. I am new to this. I am learning how to be better at this, which means that as long as I take baby steps and continue to practice this skill, I'm going to get there one day or another, right? Sooner or later, I'm going to get there. This changed everything for me, and it also works brilliantly with women that I work with, because it allows you to get out of that like self-centered place and just say, okay, how can I practice confidence today? How can I practice being that video today? And before you realize, you're there. That's number one. Number two, and this is super simple, but if you do this, I promise you, it will shift your entire business. You need to understand one thing, that there are really two people running your business and they sit inside of your head. Number one, it's yourself. So right now you're watching Alex. There is Alex, and Alex is a mother. She is a sister. She's a woman. She's passionate about things. She's got hobbies. This is like my personal self, my social self, that I'm myself with my family. I have emotions. Sometimes I feel good. Sometimes I feel bad. But then there is a second person as well, which is the CEO, as I call it. Now, if we take an example from a situation like this, let's just say that you are running a webinar. So you're planning to do a webinar and you run your ads and you invest money into this. And then sadly, and this is a true story, by the way, it happened to me a few years ago. And then sadly, like no one shows up to the webinar, like no one, like you're there and you're the only person there and you're speaking to yourself. I know, I've been there, not a nice experience. Here is what I want you to pay attention to. The way that Alex looked at the situation was really not serving me and is not going to serve you, which is to be very personally invested into what you're doing and take everything personally, mm-hmm. as in like interpreting everything emotionally. Oh my gosh, no one showed up for the webinar. Does that mean that my business is never going to work? Does that mean that no one likes me? Does that mean that maybe my messaging is bad? And this is so common with women, and it's such a basic thing that they start tweaking with the entire like business model. They start tweaking with, maybe I need to change my ideal client. No. What you need to do is that you need to, in my case, I had to leave Alex outside the room and I had to put my CEO hat on. CEO looks at the situation and says, well, hold on a second. You didn't have an email sequence in place, so people were not reminded to come to the webinar. So it's kind of clear why it didn't work. There is no emotion. There is no kind of like literally like bathing yourself in those like emotional despair. And most importantly, it keeps you grounded in reality. You know, looking back at Alex from that time, it is so sad that, do you know what she did back then? She went into inaction for about 3 weeks. She literally went into that dark place of not taking any action because no one likes me and my business is not gonna work. Whereas if you look at the situation as a CEO, things become very clear. So that's number two that I really want you to take away from this class. Put yourself as a woman, as a person, outside the room for a second, especially when you're driving these situations, and just think, okay, how would a CEO, the owner, the boss, the person in charge of this business, look at the situation? She would look at the figures. She would look at the data, and she would literally analyze, extract, okay, I understand what went wrong. I'm going to fix the issue and I'm going to move forward. No drama, no tears, no like sensational calls to your friends. Oh my God, this is never going to work for me. And if you, it's essentially changing your thinking style. And with so many women going into business without having business experience, for example, I've never had a business. I mean, I failed 4 businesses before I succeeded, but I didn't know people who had businesses. I didn't have business knowledge. And so it's super important that you see yourself for who you are when you're working with in your business, which is not the personal self. It's not the same person who puts your kids to sleep and cuddles them in the evening. It's the CEO, it's the business owner, it's the person who is in charge of this business. This will take you, this will save you so much emotional despair, and I really hope that you will implement this. And I have one more thing. And this is something that I really started to teaching recently from working with women personally. And it's that clarity comes from action. So again, we can again backtrack this to those two different people in your head managing your business, right? The personal self is thinking, well, I'm scared to do this. What if they say no? So for example, let's just say that you have an idea and you want to reach out to other entrepreneurs and collaborate with them. Yet you never take any action because you're scared that they will say no, or maybe they will ignore you, or you never really go deep and like 100% in all out on your content marketing. You're just like, yeah, I really don't want to be on social media. What if no one responds to my post? What if no one likes my post? Listen, I say this with love, lots of love. But the time is that you understand that sometimes you need to give yourself a gentle, loving push and literally push yourself to take action. And when you do that, you really start being grounded in reality and you start seeing what's going on. You will start seeing what's working, and also you position yourself so opportunities can come your way. I mean, just have a look at you, Diane. Like, I would never be invited to be a part of this experience if I never posted online, right? If I were in my shell, being scared and still thinking, oh, should I go and post about myself online? Should I promote myself? You guys will never invite me to be a guest here, right? And so remember, no matter how uncomfortable the action is, remove the emotion and just do the action. And trust me, it goes so much, it becomes easier the more you do this. Because sometimes you will have incredible opportunities coming your way that you didn't even know that they were there. So one very last thing I want to leave you with is that, and this is such a big thing in the expert space, especially for some reason in a female coaching industry right now, that there is this thing that affirmations and mindset is everything, and you can just like sit and affirm and everything is going to come your way. Let's listen. I am huge on taking inspired action. I'm definitely self-guided. I'm definitely working from the higher spirit, and I understand that and I respect that. But affirmation without action leads to self-delusion, and you don't want to be in that place. You know, you don't want to be in that place when you are not doing everything that you possibly can to create the life and the business that you know that you deserve, and also to serve the people who need your service. So I think that's essentially what I wanted to teach today. I think those are the things that are really needed in a space.
I love that. I would love for you to say, because I got almost all of it. Affirmation without action leads to, what was that? Say it again for me.
Delusion.
Say it.
Delusion.
Oh, delusion. Thank you.
That's my accent.
I think it was the accent. That's amazing. I've already done this, which is gonna, I love post-its. I'm kind of famous for them. And that's gonna go like right up here. So thank you for that. Like, I got so many nuggets from just the three things, like that, and that affirmation without action leads to delusion. That's gonna go on another post-it. So they're gonna be like right here. So thank you so much, Alex. Like, I don't know. I hope you guys are taking notes.
I actually used to have a poster that was like, not like behind me, but like on my desk when I was starting to practice this thinking style. You are the CEO. You are the boss. Think like a boss. And that really helped me to, now it's just automatic. I just don't look at business with emotion anymore. Whereas I still, at the same time, I'm very highly intuitive in my business. So one does not, you know, exclude the other at all.
I love it. I love it so much. So I know you have a free gift for our audience before we leave. I know you've already given us so many gifts already in your golden nuggets there, but I know you also have a free gift to share with the watching audience as well.
I do, and you're going to absolutely love it. So I've prepared a three-part audio training, and it's really connected to what we discussed today as well. And it's essentially how to connect with your inner badass CEO. Because even if you don't believe that there is one inside, trust me, there is one inside you, and she wants to get out, and she wants to be the boss. So there inside of it is a beautiful guided meditation that really allows you to go deep inside yourself. It's a quite a spiritual process, actually, that helps you to connect to that more powerful part of yourself, and you're going to get amazing insights. So I know that you guys are going to put the link somewhere in here on the page, and it's called Wake Up Your Inner Badass CEO. So I highly, highly recommend that you get inside and get your gift.
I love it. Definitely download the free gift. Just click on the link that's in your email and on the speaker page. I know I'm going to be downloading it like as soon as possible because I want to connect with my inner badass CEO. Thank you so much, Alex. This has been like 15 minutes of just boom, amazing content. And we can take action on it immediately. Like I took action during the call and that's going to make a shift in my business today. On the day that we're recording this. So thank you so, so much for joining us.
You're so welcome. I'm so happy that I could be here.
And for all of you watching, thank you so much for taking the time to be with the Money Flow Masterclass series. I'll be back in your inbox tomorrow with another two amazing masterclasses that Sharina and I have gathered, these amazing experts who are going to help you open up your money flow and create an epic business and life. I can't wait to see who we get to interview and chat with tomorrow. Take care.
Wasn't that amazing? If I were you, I would go right away and take action into what I learned from this class that you just took today in the Money Flow Masterclass series. Because here's the thing, action and miracles happen when you start moving with it, right? So I'll see you for the next class.